Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. Everybody has an opinion. In fact, a lot of people have more than one opinion. A lot of people got two opinions, just like they have armpits. And guess what? Most opinions absolutely stink. Hello and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. This is Darren Mitchell, and that's the topic for today's episode: people's opinions and how much credence or how much credibility do we give to people's opinions. Now, it's a phenomenal topic, because no matter where you look, whether it be on social media, in your own corporation, in your own team, and sometimes your own family, there are people who are so impacted, so influenced by other people's opinions of them, that they then change their behavior to suit the opinion of people have on them because they want to be liked. Now, it's a really, really interesting study in human dynamics, because, and I've seen this happen many, many times. In fact, there was a number of people within the corporate roles that I had over 20 plus years where you could just see people changing their behavior based on the situation they found themselves in and based on the person who they were talking with. And often they were changing their behavior to try and win the approval of a senior leader or their one-up manager. And so their opinion, their one-up manager's opinion or the senior leader's opinion of them, was absolutely pivotal to how that person would then behave and therefore how they would act. And it became really, really interesting to watch, because you'd see some people who you'd go into two meetings, one after the other. And in one meeting, this particular person was being quite authentic. They were quite jovial and quite respectful. And then they'd go into a meeting straight after that and they'd be completely different. And they'd be almost at the mercy of the leader who was running that particular meeting and sometimes changing their message. And so it was like a Jekyll and Hyde situation. And I was sitting there, I remember this, because there was one person in particular, I was sitting there thinking, my God, this person has no credibility. They have no idea what they stand for. They are just changing based on the wind, like a cork in the ocean, just going up and down, changing based on the person that was in front of them, because they wanted that person's approval and they were seeking that person's approval and they would do anything to get that person's approval. So the message for today, and I'm not sure what the title is going to be, but I think it's going to be called something like either people's opinions are none of your business, or don't let somebody's opinion become your reality. Something to do with that. So but it's so true. If you look at social media, there are so many people. Instagram is probably the worst. And this is one of the reasons I think why Instagram removed the like functionality, where you could see how many likes you were getting, or other people could see how many likes that you got, because it was almost like a competition to see how many likes you could get compared to somebody else, because people's opinions of me were so important. And so I would then change all my behavior and do everything so I could seek the approval and therefore the opinions of other people. So I want to talk about this today, because it not only has ramifications and impact on our team and the people that we work with within the organization, it also has an impact on us in terms of what sort of vibe are we giving out? What sort of impressions are we creating? What expectations are we setting? And are people in our team seeking our opinion, and therefore we feel as if we're obligated to provide our opinion to people, and therefore we've got people who are desperately wanting to be liked, wanting to belong to something, and therefore, you know, it's like a fake environment. And it's something that we really need to be mindful of as leaders, and certainly as people, we need to be really conscious of this as well, because there are too many people out there who are seeking other people's opinions as if it's absolutely gold and reality. It's quite opposite. Now, I talked yesterday on the podcast about don't compare yourself with other people, and be really careful not to compare yourself, because the only person you need to really compare yourself to is yourself, and wanting to get better today than you were yesterday, and obviously better tomorrow than you are today. And I then talked about the fact that you need to find a model of excellence who you can model and copy in terms of getting the same results. Now, what's different about today's message is it's a fine distinction, because when you find yourself a model, that model, one of the key criteria around finding that model is, does this person give me good feedback? Does this person help me? Are they there to help me, or are they there to help themselves? And unfortunately, in a lot of organizations, and dare I say it, in society just across the board, there are too many people out there who are looking to build a tribe, build a community for what the community can do for them. And therefore, the opinion of that leader is very important to the people in that community. And therefore, people will become part of that community because of the opinion that the leader has. And they'll literally hang off every single word that this particular person says. And this is where the guru sort of term comes from. And dare I say it, this is where cults come from as well. And, you know, there's a lot of cults around the world, but there's also a lot of cults that are not called cults, but some of them are actually organizations. And I've been part of a couple of them that, whilst you wouldn't necessarily want to label them as a cult, some of the behaviors and some of the characteristics you could say were very cultish, because the people were almost at the mercy of what the leader was saying, and they became like the oracle. And this is not what we want to do, and we've got to be really, really focused on this. So what we need to be thinking about is, okay, first of all, people's opinions, are they really my business? Do I really care about what people think of me? Now, that's a really interesting question. At our core, as a human being, because we've got a certain number of needs, we want to be liked. We would love to have people like us, right? And so when somebody actually says, I don't like you, or you've done something wrong, or they have a certain opinion of you, or they give you some feedback that perhaps is not necessarily resonating with what you believe to be true, then all of a sudden it can create a little bit of friction in your mind, and you start to question yourself and think, well, am I really like that? And unfortunately, there are too many people who actually take that word as gospel and believe it to be true. But when you dig down a little bit deeper, the person who actually gave that feedback was merely giving a version of what they think is an opinion. It's their perspective. Is it actually reality? Probably not. Why? Because in most cases, they didn't back it up with any objective, substantiated evidence to actually back up that opinion. They just gave the opinion, and because of the relationship they had with that particular individual, or in some cases with the team, that team or that individual take it on as gospel. And then they internalize it, and then they become like that. And this is how people can manipulate others about what to think, and therefore what to do. And so be really, really focused on who you are listening to, and really thinking about who is your model, who are you listening to, who are you banking your future on, and who are you expecting to lead in terms of your career, a particular opportunity, a project, task, whatever. So be really, really careful on who you're actually going to be following. Because think about this, and I remember years ago I was in a mentoring program, and a wonderful mentor called Alice provided some t-shirts to all of us, and on the t-shirt it said this, and it's a fantastic, and a bit of a, because when people see it, they think, oh my God, is that really true? On the t-shirt, it says, you are who you think I am. And so what we tend to do is we will project onto other people what we believe to be true about ourselves, and therefore we will see that in other people. And what we'll do is it will come across, therefore, as an opinion based on the other person. But really what we're doing is we're showing that person that this is the opinion that I have of myself. So one of the things we need to be really conscious of is when you're listening to people give you feedback, when you're hearing people give you, quote unquote, this is my opinion, this is what's not working, or this is what's working, ask yourself the question, is this an opinion, or is this something that they have based on objective observation, based on a set of key principles? Because too often we let people's opinion become our reality. And the key message for today is we've got to stop that. As leaders in particular, we've got to be really mindful of not putting our impressions or our opinion, not imprinting our opinion on other people to the point where that becomes their reality. That will do a massive, massive disservice. So any judgment that we have is going to be based on the values that other people have and the expectations that have been set, along with any standards that have been put in place. So any time we're giving feedback, any time we're having a conversation, and any time where there is potential for an opinion to come to the surface, we as leaders have to take a step back and think, all right, first of all, is this my opinion, or am I giving some objective observation and therefore some feedback based on a set of clearly articulated principles, i.e., is this based on the values that this person holds? Is this based on the values that we as a team hold? Is this based on the expectations that have been set, and therefore the feedback is going to be based on how this person performed against this set of expectations or this set of standards? So unless you've got all that in place, just think about it. You are giving somebody your opinion, and quite frankly, your opinion does not count because it's none of their business. And just like people's opinions of us are none of our business. So one of the key things I want you to understand, and this is something that I had to learn the hard way, is that whilst we all like to be belonging to something and we love to be liked, we have to be really, really careful on who we listen to. But the thing is, a lot of people say, well, Darren, isn't it a case that I can't really impact that because there are people within my business who will have a direct influence on my career, my one-up manager, my two-up manager, my director, can actually influence where I go in my career. And the answer to that is yes. So that you might be thinking, well, so does their opinion actually matter? Well, on the surface, you might be thinking, well, it actually does. So therefore, I've got to do everything that I possibly can to try and appease them and to please them and to actually do the right thing in their eyes. Well, yeah, that's true to some degree, but think about this. Is their opinion actually going to be there to serve me? Is it there to serve the business, or is it there to serve themselves? Are they doing this so that you can be kept in the position where you are so they can elevate themselves even higher? So be really, really careful. And I don't really care who the person is, whether they're a managing director, a sales director, or your one-up manager. Always ask the question, is this person here, are they focused on helping me get better? And is this feedback, quote unquote, going to be helping me do that? Or is this simply going to be an opinion on keeping me where I am so that they can keep separated from me and I don't therefore become a threat to them? Because there's a lot of people out there who are very, very threatened by people in their team, and therefore their strategy is to give opinions to people that are not necessarily true. So be really, really careful about that. So how can we work on this, and what can we do in order to separate ourselves from being, I guess, fixated or focused on what other people's opinions are and really taking that to heart? Well, and I talk about this, and it might sound really unsexy, but it's actually really, really true. And that is, the greatest investment that we can make is going to be the investment in ourself, right? So that means, you know, and doesn't mean necessarily having to buy a program or find a paid coach or a find mentor, but it's doing simple things. It's really doing practical things like sitting down with yourself, having a conversation with yourself, and really getting clear on, okay, what are my values? What do I truly hold dear to me in terms of a set of values? Is it integrity? Is it transparency? Is it leadership? Whatever the values are for you, sit down and really do that analysis. Because what that will do is that will start to become almost like a roadmap for you, that when you go and have conversations with people, when you action things, when you do things, you'll be doing that from the perspective of, these are my grounded values. Now, no matter where you go and what you do, those values will always hold true. So when somebody actually gives you an opinion that goes against that value, then all of a sudden you can say, well, hang on a second, are they giving me an opinion based on what they value, or are they giving me an opinion based on what I value? And that's where you can make the distinction. You can make in your mind, say, well, you know what, that opinion of me that they have, whilst that's their opinion, it doesn't have to therefore be my reality, because I know what I stand for, because I'm really clear on what my values are. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, be really clear on what your vision and what your mission is. What are you here to do? Why are you in the position that you are? Whether you're a sales leader, whether you're an individual contributor, why are you doing what you're doing? What is your vision and what is your mission? What is your roadmap to get to the destination that you've set for yourself? And therefore, with that, what are some of the expectations you've set for yourself, but also what are some of the clearly articulated standards? And when I talk about standards, these are standards of excellence, standards of behavior, which are going to be indelibly linked to your values. So what do you actually stand for? What are the standards that you're going to demonstrate every single moment of every single day, whether you're at work, whether you're outside of work, etc. Now, what this will do is, and this is where people fall down, because most people, in fact, probably 99% of the people, never do this work on themselves. So when they go into an environment, they almost become so malleable that they change like the wind to fit in with the environment that they're in. And they fit in with the person who's actually having the conversation with them. And this is where they can get really susceptible to what other people's opinions are of them, because they haven't done that work. When you're really clear on what your standards are, you can go into any conversation with a really clear conscience and with confidence to know that if somebody's having a conversation, and if a leader, for example, or if a customer, or if a key stakeholder, or if a director has a conversation and comes across and gives you an opinion, the first response you're going to have is not, oh my God, this is me, I've got to change so I can feel worthy in the presence of this person. The first response you're going to have is, okay, is this person coming from a position of helping me, or are they coming from a position of helping themselves? And is this consistent with the values that I hold? Is it consistent with the standards of excellence that I hold dear to me? And if the answer is no, then guess what? I can then choose how I respond to that. And I'm not going to take on board what their opinion is of me, because quite frankly, I don't care. Now, I say that really respectfully, because ultimately we do care. And sometimes we have to find ourselves in positions where we might actually have to adjust slightly, but never, ever compromise on your values. Now, if that ever happens, and this is a lot of questions I get around this, and they'll say, well, what, what happens if I've got no other option, I have to change, I have to do this to appease my manager? Well, I'm thinking, well, if you're doing that, then you're living from a scarcity fixed mindset. And start to think about this. If you're having to change and you're having to compromise your values and you're having to compromise your standards, then think about, is this the best environment for me? Is this going to be ultimately the best environment for the business if I stay in the environment? Because I can tell you right now, if you're having to compromise on your standards and compromise on your values, you will not be able to extract your maximum potential and give the best possible outcomes to the business if you're in that sort of position. So it's time, if that happens, don't compromise on your values. Start thinking about, well, I've got to now find a different environment. And that's perfectly legitimate to do that. So what does all this mean? Well, at its core, what it means is we have to be continuing to invest in ourselves, and we have to really focus on what is at our core? What do we value? What do we value to be true? What is our mission? What is our standards? And we have to start being confident to have the conversations with people if those are being compromised. Now, as a leader, what we have to be also mindful of is people's opinions of us doesn't matter either. We're not in a leadership position to be friends and to make friends and to be really close. Now, you can be friendly with your team, you can be close to your team, but if you're too close to your team, then you can't necessarily, in some cases, have the conversations that at some point you're going to have. So there has to be a little bit of a separation. And really, our focus as a leader should be on building trust and respect, not necessarily being liked. Now, everybody likes to be liked, as I've already said, and it's great to have people who like you. But I'm not sure about you, but as a leader, I would much rather have feedback and people talk about me years down the track about being respected and being trusted rather than, oh, he was a really likable person, we had a great time, etc., etc. Now, I would much rather be thought of as a leader who got things done, who brought out the best in people, who unleashed potential in other people, and he was trusted, he was respected, and above all, he was consistent. And so the key message for today, guys, is if you're in an environment right now where you are finding yourself being at the mercy of other people's opinions and you find yourself taking on those opinions and taking it inside and turning that into who you are, then just ask yourself a couple of those questions. Think about, are you really clear on what your values are? Are you understanding what your standards of excellence are, what your expectations are? Are you on a mission or what's your vision? And are you really taking on that person's opinion and making that your reality? And is that serving you? So be really, really careful of who you listen to, which means we need to select the people who are nearest and dearest to us. And there'll be some people in the world that you want to take their opinion of. And those are the ones that are going to be closest to. They're the ones that are going to be in your inner circle, because they're the ones that truly value you for who you are, not for what you potentially can do for them. So I trust that message resonates. And of course, if you are committed to taking your sales leadership to the exceptional sales leader, let's go on a call and have a conversation about how I can help you. Go to leadwithdarren.com, pick a time, and we'll sit down and have a conversation. Also, a reminder to connect with me on LinkedIn if you haven't already done that. And of course, a final reminder as we head into the weekend, if you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, please make sure you do that so I can let you know when new episodes are up and are ready. And of course, if you can do me a great favor and rate the show on the platform that you're listening to, that will be greatly appreciated as well, as it will enable other people who are just like you to find the podcast. So have a fantastic weekend. I hope you've rounded out the week with a really good sales week. And focus on this. Focus on making sure that you're really clear on what you stand for and don't be susceptible to other people's opinions, because quite frankly, other people's opinions are none of your business. And please, whatever you do, don't let somebody else's opinion become your reality. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.